Lesson 1G, Exercises 2 and 4.
So, tell me about the English student who stayed with you.
He was called Harry, and he stayed with us for a month.
Did he share your room?
No, he didn't. He had my bedroom, and I shared with my brother. It was fine. What are you going to do when your student arrives?
Oh, we've got a spare room, so she'll sleep there. But we need to make the room nice for her, put up some pictures, that kind of thing.
Yes, good idea. And will she go to school with you while she's there?
Yes, she will. I hope she fits in okay.
Harry really enjoyed going to my school. It took him a few days to feel comfortable there, though. He didn't understand most of the lessons because they were in a foreign language.
Did he have to do the homework?
Yes, he did. But, of course, the teachers knew about the language problem. He actually did well in some subjects. He helped me with my maths.
My student only speaks English. She's going to have problems at school, I'm sure.
But she'll learn quickly. You'll be surprised.
I suppose so. Actually, I'm not really worried about school. My main worry is, will she miss her friends and family?
Yes, that's true. A month is a long time. But you can help her to feel at home.
Do you think I should have a party when she arrives, so she can meet all my friends? That might make her feel at home.
Yes, that's not a bad idea.